Exciting time of the year, obviously, with 4th of July coming up right around the corner. What is the demand like from consumers this year as we're approaching 4th of July here?
Well, the 4th of July is always affected by the day of the week it falls on, and this year it's a Friday, and it makes it a long weekend, and everyone is very excited when it's a weekend attached 4th of July. So demand is picking up very, very strong right now.
How does that differ compared to maybe a couple years ago when 4th of July was on, say, a Wednesday or a Tuesday?
Yeah, midweek 4th of July is not as in demand of product. There's still a big celebration on the 3rd and on the 4th. But when it's a weekend, people celebrate all weekend long. They don't have to go to work the next day. So it's a bigger party in the backyard.
Have you noticed a number or an increased amount of traffic from New Yorkers than in prior years?
Oh, definitely. And there's more than just the day of the week that it's falling on. Everybody knows that next year is the 250th birthday of America, and they're celebrating the 249th and preparing for the 250th, and they want to see what items are really good, how they can plan for their big party next year. So they're having somewhat of a preparation party for the 250th birthday this year.
What has the activity been like maybe at some of the stands that you guys have up here in upstate New York compared to the stores where people come on down in Pennsylvania?
Well, the stands are just opening this weekend. They're not open yet in most cases. There are maybe a few, but most are opening on Friday, tomorrow, or Saturday. And stands are more impulse. They do the most business right at the end, the 3rd and the 4th. This year it'll be the 5th also because it's a Saturday. But stands operate different than brick-and-mortar stores. In the brick-and-mortar stores, you go in, there's a full line, it's air-conditioned, they can shop, look a little longer. In stands, it's pretty much impulse. Go in and out, I want to buy an assortment or a couple extra items. And we won't know that for a couple days yet and how the action is there.
And has there been a significant impact on firework prices like was predicted when tariffs were first announced?
Very good question. And for this year, there will not be a big increase in price. Most companies, and certainly ours, and we are the largest retailer of consumer fireworks in the United States, we bought our product early. It started arriving right after the 4th of July last year. That's our typical routine. Fireworks starts arriving in August, and the tariffs really didn't go on until April. So we got most of our products, at least 85% in, before the tariffs were added on. Then we have a little bit at the end that has the tariff, but the blended cost was almost insignificant for this year. Our big concern, obviously, is for next year. Right now, the firework industry is experiencing approximately a 37% duty or tariff, and most companies, including ours, have put a stop on it in hopes that the president will exempt fireworks in a short period of time, and then we can bring everything in normal again. I know President Trump wants and has mentioned many times he wants the 250th birthday to be the biggest celebration in the history of America, and Americans love fireworks, and we feel comfortable that at some point he will exempt fireworks because there's none made in the United States, so it's not like it's helping a manufacturer here because they're made in China. 98% of all fireworks in the world are made in China.
All right, Bruce, feel free to let our listeners know where people can find out more information about the fireworks that you offer and resources that they can utilize.
Well, we were very lucky in the 90s. We got the domain name fireworks.com. So if you go on your website and do fireworks.com, you'll have all the information you need about Phantom stores, tents, coupons, specials, and we encourage everybody to, they'll be able to find locations that they can go to.